This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى. Those who believed and did good deeds, then they are going to have jannat, where they have permanent refuge, permanent protection. Okay, nuzulan, permanent refuge, permanent stay. Nuzul bima kanu ya'malun. Let me translate what nuzul means. It won't be a word, it'll be a description. When you go to somebody's house and they're a good host, because you go to somebody's house, they're a bad host, right? You go to somebody's house, you're like, hey, yeah, have a seat. 3 hours later, they haven't even given you a glass of water. And they're eating. So, how was work? And you're looking at their food like, it was a long day. Didn't even have lunch today. Oh, yeah? That's terrible. But if you go to a good host, they sit you down, they get you some water, they get you some, I don't know, walnuts, some chips or some snack appetizer while the dinner's being prepared. You can smell the dinner, but to get you going, they give you a little bit in the beginning, right? And that beginning appetizer is called nuzul. Okay? That's called nuzul. I love that. It's very despicable me. Anyway. So nuzul, by the way, comes like nuzul, right? Revelation is also called inzal and tanzil, right? What does it have to do with that? Back in the day, the person used to ride on a horse or a camel when they came to their house. The moment they come down from their ride, you give them water or you give them a date. So as soon as they come down, right? So even nowadays, by the way, a house in Arabic is called a manzil, in modern Arabic, manzil. But it's not, manzil literally means the place to go down into. But it's because you're coming off of a mountain or a horse that it was called a manzil like that, okay? A place of descent. Because you could be living on the third floor. Why is that a manzil? That's a marfa. That's not a manzil. But it's from the old usage of coming off the horse. So anyway, so the point is, Jannah, and getting to be inside Jannah, Allah says, they will have Jannah as nuzul. Jannah is the appetizer. That's not the main course. That's not the main course. The main course is something else. Wait, hold on. What's the highest level of Jannah, folks? Huh? Okay. Suratul Kahf. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. He says, believers will have firdaus as nuzul. What? Firdaus is the appetizer? What is the main course? This is Allah's way of saying even the things that He has described are just the beginning. They're just the beginning. You cannot have a description of Jannah in language that is used in earth. The only descriptions of Jannah we can have are words that we can understand while living on the earth. So He'll say trees and waterfalls and meat and beautiful spouses and beautiful homes. We're like, oh, yeah. I know homes, yeah. Pillows, yeah, I get those pillows, yeah, pillows. Because you know that. But there's stuff in Jannah that is not meat and it's not vegetable and it's not fruit. It is something else. And if He gave you the word for it, you'd be like, because we've never experienced it, we don't have a word for it. So all Allah will say is, by the way, everything you can imagine, nuzul. That's nuzul. You with me? Okay. But then in this life, what experience of nuzul do we have? Nuzul is mostly food or drinks. Opening the appetite is mostly food or drink. Drink. The restaurant offers you nuzul first. They give you the glass of water. Okay? The waiter will come give you some water. The host will give you something to drink. Right? Nuzul is usually more about what? Drinks. We're going to get to Suratul Insan, and Jannah's description will be filled with drinks, 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 drinks. Which corresponds beautifully with what?
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.